We're pleased to be joined here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by NFL Network analyst and, of course, former Eagles scout. Always have to preface that before each other interview, Daniel Jeremiah. And, Daniel, it's mock draft season, and I know it's your favorite time of year. I know you say it sarcastically, but you project a cornerback to the Eagles at number 20 in Marcus Peters. Yeah. And athletically, physically, it looks like he'd be a perfect fit for what Bill Davis loves to do. There are some questions about the off-field character, and obviously that's something that has to be evaluated. Why do you think that he would be a good fit for what the Eagles do?
I mean, I just think need-wise and talent-wise, he makes sense there. And I totally get what you're saying on the character thing. That's something not only the Eagles, but every team's going to have to vet that through and see if you're comfortable with where he is off the field. But on the field, I don't think there's much, you know, concern about him. It's a position the Eagles need to upgrade, and to find a big guy like that that can move, can play the ball down the field, I mean, I think it'd be a perfect fit in what they do defensively. But you hit it. I mean, they have to gain a level of comfort with him off the field. And Chip Kelly, since he's been there, has proven character matters. He likes guys who've been, you know, graduated from college. So from that standpoint, he doesn't really fit the mold. But with, you know, you go through these mock drafts and what was available at the time, it's a position in need.
I want to stay in the defensive backfield and look at the safety position. You said that's a very difficult position to evaluate. Yeah. Why is it so tough to find good safeties?
Well, I think you look at the offenses that we see in college. Spread offenses, 4 and 5 wide receivers, a lot of quick bubble screens. As a safety, you want to see, you know, can he diagnose plays? Can he range off the hash? You know, can he make plays? You don't get a chance to see him do anything but fill the alley and make tackles when you're watching college tape. Very seldom do you get him lined up deep, ranging off the hash, making a play. So from that standpoint, I have to watch a lot more games on safeties to get comfortable with him. And this year's safety class, it's not very good. You've got one guy, Landon Collins, who's a first-round pick, in my opinion. And then after that, it's a little bit of a drop-off until you get to a guy like James Sample from Louisville, who's a nice player.
And you talk about a lot of debate, though, at that point, though.
Yeah, you're talking about second round, middle second round. So it's interesting to see what happens to Landon Collins, because I have him as kind of in that 15 to 20 range as a talent. But with their, you know, the lack of safeties in this draft class, maybe he even gets pushed up above that.
Do you think it's also the fact that when you look at setting up guys on the field, if you have a guy who can do something with the ball in his hands, you want to put him on offense.
No,
you want to put him somewhere else. Safety's kind of like in college.
Yeah.
It's a place I'm going to hide a guy, but that's not the case in the NFL.
Yeah, in the NFL, it's an extremely valuable position. You need great safeties to be able to cover up mistakes that are made underneath, to be able to fill against the run. There's so much responsibility for them, making checks and making calls. A lot is on their plate, whereas in college, you recruit a great athlete. You put him at safety, you're almost kind of wasting him as opposed to putting him at wide receiver, get the ball in his hands, and let him be a difference maker for you. So that's kind of all comes together with why we don't see many safeties anymore.
It's another strong receiver class this year. The Eagles got a good one in Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff, another guy who could be productive next season for the Eagles. What's your take on this year's class overall and the guys who could make an impact?
I think it's a really deep group. I think you got 3 guys who could go in the top 10, in my opinion. When you look at Kevin White, Amari Cooper, and Devontae Parker, big-time guys, and the depth all the way through the class, it's loaded.
What do you think separates Kevin White from Amari Cooper, makes him the top guy?
He's a little bit bigger, just a little bit bigger, more physical. Going to give you a little bit more down the red zone. I love Amari Cooper. I mean, I think they're both 2 of the 5 best players in this draft class. So just different flavors.
Eagle-centric, what do you think the offense needs to be able to take the next step? Chip Kelly's been in the league for 2 seasons. You know, he's still trying to figure out maybe the quarterback situation. Nick Foles had the great 2013, was injured at the end of last year. You obviously got McCoy in the offensive line. What do you think this offense needs to take the next step there?
Well, I think the offensive line, the play fell off a little bit last year, so I think you could look at kind of fortifying that position. I think getting a deep threat, I think they missed DeSean Jackson last year, getting somebody that can really, really stretch the field. Re-signing Jeremy Maclin would be a good place to start as well. But those are a couple areas that I would address. I mean, the tight end position you feel great about, running back you feel great about, just some depth on the offensive line, and maybe a guy that can really go on the outside.
I agree with you on the depth on the offensive line. It seems like this year's draft class is very intriguing because it's athletic guys, you know, big, quick feet, but maybe you're still trying to figure out where they're going to fit into the scheme of things.
Yeah, no, this offensive line class lacks that top-tier group, but you have a lot of depth working through the second and third round, in my opinion. So there's value to be had. I don't know if you can do it in the first round, but second, third, fourth round, I think you get a lot of value.
But you're high on a guy like DJ Humphries.
Yeah, when I popped him on, he's the one guy I saw that just had great feet. Could play left tackle. A lot of these tackles, you're projecting them to right tackle, or you're saying they probably need to move inside to guard. He is a left tackle, so that's why I have him up so high.
Last question. how do evaluations change after the combine week? Once the combine's in the books, teams are going to look at their board. What are some of the things that may go into shuffling a guy a couple different spots here and there?
Well, you know, you've got the medical stuff that'll find out that can elevate somebody or pull somebody down. If you had a concern and he passes that test, you could bump him up. You've got the interview process, which maybe you don't like the interview with a player. He doesn't fit what you do, or he's not intelligent. That can affect somebody. And then I think particular positions, like the cornerback position, the 40 time is huge. And people say that, you know, this is the underwear Olympics and nothing matters. If you're a corner and you run poorly out here, it can have a drastic effect on your stock, because you can watch a guy on tape and never see him challenged vertically to see if he can really run. And this is a good indicator when you get out here on this field.
Daniel Jeremiah, host of the Move the Six podcast, a must listen to each and every week, must download on iTunes. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.